Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and the service is quick and confidential. First of all, can you tell me, are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you think of yourself as male or female or something else?
Female.
Female, okay, yeah. Got it, thank you. And now can you tell me, what is the year of your birth?
1972.
Thank you so much for your answer. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. And now can you tell me, what is your race? White, Black, or African-American? American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
African American.
African American, okay, thank you so much. And now, I'm sorry, give me just 1 second. What is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a specialist degree, which is above the master's degree.
Okay, thank you so much. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, a 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has not at all power?
10,
okay. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Okay, and would you say somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Oh, I'm not dissatisfied, I'm satisfied.
Oh, okay, satisfied. Thank you so much. And can you please now rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10? Again, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can indicate that as well. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first one is Donald Trump.
Oh, do not like him at all. I don't know where that falls.
Okay, you may choose any number from 0 to 10.
10 meaning favorable and 0 meaning totally unfavorable.
Yes, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 10 meaning very warm and favorable.
0.
0, okay, thank you so much. The next one is Joe Biden.
10.
10, okay, thank you. The next one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
3.
3, okay, got it. The next one is Kamala Harris.
8.
8, got it. The next one is the Republican Party.
0.
0, thank you. The next one is the Senator Raphael Warnock.
10.
10, thank you. And the last one is the Democratic Party.
8.
8. Thank you so much for your answers. And now, I know it's a long way up, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democrat Joe Biden, the Republican Donald Trump, the third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent or third party?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, got it. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Oh, the Democratic candidate.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to give you two statements, and can you please tell me which is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? The statement one says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. And the statement two says, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
The first one is very impactful, about voting.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. And now, can you please tell me which of the following statements is closer to your opinion? Again, even if neither is perfect. The first one says, our government and political system do not work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. The second choice says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And the last option says, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Number two,
okay, thank you so much. And in general, do you feel positive or negative about the future of the planet?
I feel positive.
Okay, and what about your own future?
Yes, I feel positive about my future.
Okay, and you feel positive or negative about the future of the country?
I feel positive.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And do you expect it to be easier or harder for you vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
So that's the question again.
Yes. Do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
Oh, it'll be the same for me.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, can you please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections? You may select up to two answers. The choices are, it's too difficult for me to vote, I don't have time to vote, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote, I don't like any of the candidates, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, because voting doesn't change the things that matter to me, or I don't know enough about the candidates.
I mean, I'm a voter, so this question, that I'm going to vote regardless.
Okay, so none of these reasons.
No. I'm going to be voting.
Okay, thank you so much.
I understand those reasons. All of those reasons are true, but I'm going to be out there voting.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much for your answer. And who do you think is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? The Democrats, all politicians, racist politicians, MAGA Republicans, or none of this?
The racist politicians.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to give you a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, can you please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10? Again, when 10 means that are very concerned, 5 means that you are neither concerned, not unconcerned, and a 0 means you are not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
That doesn't concern me at all. We suppose that's fine. We should be able to do that.
Okay. So you will say that you're not concerned at all, so it means 0.
Yes, that doesn't bother me.
Okay. Then we have restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
How am I concerned about that? Is that what you want to know?
Yes, from 0 to 10.
Ten.
Ten, okay.
I don't want them to get hurt, yeah, for protesting.
Okay. And then we have sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
A six.
A six, okay, thank you. Then we having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
Six.
Six, okay, thank you. Then we have preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
That's very concerning, 10.
Okay, got it. The next one says, creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
Say that again?
Yes, creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
Ten,
okay, got it. Then we have, giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
Ten,
got it, thank you. Then we have, increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Ten,
got it. And the last one says, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on the nation's political campaign.
Seven,
okay. Thank you so much for your answers. And how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today?
Ten,
okay. And are you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes.
Is a personal experience or you know someone?
Personally. I know someone.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to give you some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, can you please indicate how concerned you are about the statement? And again, when 10 means you are extremely concerned about the statement, 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statement, and a 0 means you are not at all concerned about the statement. Again, you may select any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation.
Ten,
okay. We have, but MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take and hold power for themselves.
Ten,
got it. The next one is, MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our elections.
Ten,
got it. And the last one says, instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to curtail to the wealthy corporations that are raising our prices while not paying taxes.
Ten,
got it. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to give you a list of actions that people might take to participate in civil engagement or politics. Can you tell me which one or two, this means that you can select up to 2 responses, of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? Choices are talking to friends and family about politics, donating to political campaigns or organizations, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, voting in state and or local elections such as for governor or mayor, volunteering for a local organization in my community, posting on social media, engaging in civil disobedience, engaging in direct action by attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, boycotting a company, or attending city council meetings.
We need all of those.
Yeah, but can you tell me which one or two do you believe are the most effective ways?
Voting.
Voting, okay. And federal elections and in state or local elections, right?
All the elections.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? And in a scale from 0 to 10, can you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has?
10, I don't mean any harm for you, but I got to, how many more questions is it? I'm a teacher and I got to get some work done.
Yes, we are 80% complete. We're almost done. The next questions are short, I promise.
Okay.
Do you want me to repeat the question again?
Yes.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? You can rate it in a scale from 0 to 10.
10.
10. Okay, got it. Thank you so much. And one last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
President Joe Biden.
Okay, got it. And which of the following are you most concerned about? Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health, or Donald Trump constantly lying and misinterpretations?
Donald Trump.
Okay, got it. And if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote between Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Oh, Kamala Harris.
Okay, got it. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Got it. Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Got it. Thank you so much. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Okay, got it. And are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
No, okay. And do you currently own your home, rent, or live with a family member or friend or something else?
Rent.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Okay, got it. And what about your parents?
United States.
Okay, got it. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Got it, thank you. Now, can you tell me which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Full-time.
Okay, got it. Now, can you tell me last year, this is the last question, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
$90,000.
$90,000, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good
Bye-bye.
Day. Bye-bye.
You too.